Blog Talk Radio.
You're gone away.
Smoking Ashes, Tracy Chapman, back in the day. But it seems there's a whole lot of smoking ashes going on. My name is Yamsouf Arif, and this is Real Talk for Real People Show. What I mean by that, considering what is going on in the West Coast, considering what is going on in this universe, considering what is going on in this Western Hemisphere, considering what is going on for us, the balance is concerned, universally speaking, especially so in this Western Hemisphere, a lot of smoking ashes. That's why Cartrell and I, my fellow lead student on the Real Talk for Real People Show, feel that it is imperative that you understand what relationships are all about, especially the most important relationship you will ever have in your life, if you choose to exercise it, which is relationship and acknowledgement of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. The acknowledgement, the relationship, and the maintenance of that relationship is the most important relationship you will ever have in your life. Also, juxtaposition with that is a relationship with one another, because we don't know how to really treat each other, truth be told. Let's be honest about it. Let's stop lying to ourselves and each other, saying we got it going on. We are the most lovingest people in the world. We clap each other on the back, and we'll shoot you in the back too. We'll hug you, then we'll choke you out. We'll hit you on the arm and hit you in the eye, because we don't know how to really treat one another, truth be told. And then these secondarily are some of the most important relationships that you would ever exercise in your lives. Unfortunately, we don't know how to do that. And also, last but not least, relationship with different nations. We don't know how to treat people. We don't know how to treat the Most High. We don't know how to treat each other. And we certainly don't know how to treat our people of different nations. It's true. A lot of us are contemplating going to Ghana and Gambia. But we go in there with this Western hemisphere concept. Well, you know, this is how we do it in America. And y'all ain't got it like that. Hold on, player. You don't really own nothing in America in the first place. You flogging in the first place. You going over there trying to tell them folks how to run their business. And I seen some of the talking points. Some of our brothers and sisters going over there with the LGBTQ crew, trying to tell them folks what's good for them. You ain't know your own damn sex. But you going on there, you putting the show on the road and telling folks over there, well, you know, this, you know, we found this in the Western Hemisphere. It's good for you because it's good for us. Trying to run other folk business. Trying to tell them, oh, no, this will work for y'all. See, y'all just stupid Hamites. Y'all don't know what's good for you. We found out what's good for us. We found out in the Western Hemisphere. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Treat other nations. Knowing how to treat other nations. Stop trying to run other nations' business, okay? And you know, I like, you know, tonight is family night, right? We're going to get to that country now later on. We like to give praises and thanksgiving to Yah, because we really appreciate him for everything. Everything we are, everything we hope to be, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, the food we eat, the friendship we make, the relationships that we make in accordance with him and with each other and with different nations, because we know better. And you know why we know better? Because we study better and we do better. Because we realize, Cartrell and I imagine some of the other students, that we don't know nothing. And we're tired of following the oppressors. Look at them. A lie ain't nothing but the tale on national TV. And then they love Donald Trump, and this guy just lie every day of the week and then some. What that say about them?
I love Donald Trump. Jesus sent him.
Look here.
And that's the best thing Jesus got for you. You, Donald Trump, is the best thing that Jesus got for you. Ooh, I'm gonna be nice. I'm gonna leave that alone. But considering what's going on nationally, internationally, in Tokyo, they opened the Greek festival. And more people were outside the stadium telling them, sit at home, go home, Yankee, than they were inside the stadium. They didn't say, go home, Yankee. I'm just embellishing it. But it was more people outside the stadium than was inside the stadium because of COVID-19. And here in these United States of America, talking about COVID-19, they're saying, you know, they're blaming it on the people that hadn't taken the vaccine, acceleration for the Delta variant. They're blaming it on people. They're trying to ostracize those that hadn't taken a virus to make them feel guilty, and then make them go take a shot. You the cause all this stuff. You the cause. Take a shot. I mean, come on, man. You can't exercise. You can't make people do nothing that they don't want to do. Then stop it. Everything ain't good for everybody. Everything ain't good for everybody. Okay? That's all I'm going to say about that. Everything ain't good for everybody. And we're not monolithic. Our bodies are not monolithic. And so, you know, what worked for someone may not work for another. Okay? And so you're telling everybody to jump into the shot pool because, you feeling some sort of way. No, that ain't right. That ain't right. But be that as it may, it goes along with the territory. And they're used to trying to ostracize people in this Western hemisphere, this Western culture. And again, as I said, as far as the Western coast, things are really getting bad in Oregon, several states out there. It is so bad that these fires are creating their own storm system. They're making their own storm system. They are so vast in proportion. And so let us keep those people in mind and in our prayers. And let's not forget the Cubans, the Haitians, and anyone else that has been subjugated, especially to the system of universal white race supremacy, because truth be told, that is the only government in the world. Now, they give themselves different names, different regions of the country. They say, I'm a German, I'm an Irish, I'm an Austrian, from Austria, you know. And they'll tell you, you know, they run by different forms of government. But the truth be told, there's only one form of government in this universe, no matter what they say. And the reason why I'm saying that, just look at this Western Hemisphere. Look at what they're doing in Congress. Smoking Joe Biden wants to save the filibuster. A filibuster that was created to keep universal white race supremacists in business. A system that is break the glass when niggas come in. That's all that filibuster is. Break the glass in case of emergency when niggas come in the door. And Joe Biden, he wants to keep the bad people that put him in office. He don't give a rat's ass about you. You need to stop lying to yourselves and each other. He has no interest in what's in your best interest or your concern. You voted for him. Now, what is he doing? He's placating the universal white race supremacists. Break the dead. Don't break the glass because niggas might be coming through the gate. And you're lying to yourselves and each other.
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden gonna give a rat's ass about you, man. And you need to stop lying to yourselves and to each other and thinking that he do. That man don't act one bit concerned about you and your damn boat race, okay? He just glad y'all got his ass up in there. Because he not gonna break the glass. That's for universal white race spirit. They always got a safety net. That's their safety net. Break the glass in case of niggas coming through the door. Keep it real for you, because some of y'all need to stop lying to yourselves. And I'm not trying to be facetious or ugly. I'm just keeping it real with y'all. Joe Biden don't give a rat's ass about you and me and anybody that remotely looks like me. If he was so concerned about you and your voting, he would have put emphasis on that the universal white supremacist suspect Joe Manchin. But he ain't mentioned Joe Manchin. And he don't like no way he's concerned about it. You and your voting. You see where all your voting got you? Ain't got you no damn where. Right back to where you started from. All righty. May the Most High bless you, though. May the Most High bless you. Because that's why you need these studies. Because you'll know what's up. Because you really don't. Okay? You totally confused about everything. You thought just because you got a vote and you voted me and he was going to be a friend. They said he's just a friend. They said he's just a friend. He's just a friend. Yeah, whatever. Let me bring my brother and my real friend on from New York City, Cottrell. Cottrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Shalom. Your mic is...
All praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Shalom, family. May the Most High bless you. Yom Sufari. May the Most High bless you.
And your family. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, my brother and friend. May he bless you and your family also.
I don't know how to follow up behind what you was saying, man.
Just speak your mind. Speak your mind.
Well, what I know is that, the Western Hemisphere, the Western powers, the universal white racist supremacists, they are falling apart. They're divided. And we know that this is the fourth kingdom that Daniel spoke about in the book of Daniel. He said it's iron and clay. Iron and clay don't mix. So, they got us where they want us. They ain't really for us. They've been lying about democracy and your right to vote and our rights and civil rights and amendments and all that kind of foolishness. Like you said, we're right back to square one. And square one is what? One side wanted to put us in slavery.
Exactly.
The other side wanted to set us free.
Exactly.
But they came to the conclusion, we'll make them all corporate slaves, where they won't even know that they're slaves. But they'll be slaves still, because that's what we are. We don't have independence. We don't have freedom. We don't have self-determination. We don't have sovereignty. We don't run our own government. We don't have our own resources. We still got our hands out, to our enemy.
Exactly.
And, they're playing a game. But the Most High has them in a division. They're confused. They're running around talking about everybody needs to be vaccinated. And the people that's not vaccinated is spreading the COVID. Come on with that, man. Come on. And people that got vaccinated is getting the COVID. They're getting the Rona. But you blaming the people that haven't been vaccinated? Okay.
Yeah.
How'd that work?
Yeah. That
got doctors that won't take the shot. Why won't these doctors and nurses and medical people take the shot? Oh, they ain't listening to conspiracy theory. No, they know something more than conspiracy theories. That's why they're doctors and nurses and healthcare workers.
Something ain't right.
You're using people as guinea pigs. Here it is. You haven't vaccinated children under 12. So they're the ones spreading the COVID because you didn't vaccinate them.
Right.
So they're putting confusion in the minds and hearts of the people because they're confused. They don't know what to do.
And, truth be told. You're right.
Most of them are truly judging them. You can't trust their science. You can't trust their leaders. We see that the demons and the reptilians, they're always going at it, and nothing ever gets done. And now people keep trying to support that institution, Democrats and Republicans, and they're all con artists.
Mm-hmm.
They're playing games. You remember that game Monopoly, right?
Exactly. I remember it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we should have learned something from Monopoly, shouldn't we?
Well, we didn't. We should have, but we didn't.
Yeah, they were trying to tell us something, teach us something.
Yeah.
Anyway, we played a game. We rolling the dice and trying to get out of jail free card. We not the bankers. We not owning the property. We ain't owning the railroads. And trust me, they got a monopoly on all that, and they determine your life. You just rolling dice. And you hoping to get the get out of jail free card.
Exactly.
So they play Monopoly for real. And It's the corporations that are the monopolizers. And when you analyze corporations, these are people that cooperate with each other to dominate and monopolize other people. Whereas we divided, we doing it our own thing, you know, by ourselves, thinking that, you know, we good.
Exactly. And totally confused about everything, Katya. Truth be told. And that's why these studies are essential. Well, Katya, if you're done with your commentary, I am. We'll move right along to the last chapter of First Chronicles. And next week we'll be starting on the first chapter of Second Chronicles, which will conclude our studies from the beginning to the ending of the Torah. And now, after that, after we conclude Second Corinthians next, starting off next week. Yeah, go ahead, Katya.
You said Corinthians Chronicles.
Oh, I mean, my apologies, man. My apologies. You know, y'all might think I'm broke. Second Chronicles, beginning next week, we will do a repeat, a do-over, a continuum. Because there are lessons in here, in these studies, that some of you have skipped over and neglected. Or did, maybe you didn't show up on time. Maybe you didn't show up the day Kajriel and I showed up. And you missed that study. And even if you did show up, you still missed something. So we are going right back over again after Second Chronicles. So stay with us, okay? May the Most High bless you. May he open your eyes. May he direct and order your steps. Stop leaning to your own understanding. It ain't cute, and it ain't working for you, okay? Let us open First Chronicles, chapter 29. May the Most High bless us, and most importantly, once the application has been made. Now, King David is coming to the end of his kingship and near to his life. And he's trying to set things in order and make it easy, a easy transition, a peaceful transition for his son, King David. And King David said to the entire assembly that it was assembled by him, Yah has chosen my son, King Solomon, alone, although an untried lad, although the work to be done is vast, for the temple, because I believe King Solomon at that time was 12 years old when he became king, so he was definitely an untried lad. Is
now who chose him?
Yah did.
Okay, that's what you got to know.
Exactly. For the temple is not for a man, but for Yah the Elohim. But for myself, King David says, I spared no effort to lay up supplies for the house of my Elohim. Gold for gold objects, silver for silver, copper for copper, iron for iron, wood for wooden, onyx stone and inlaid stone, stone of antimony, and variegated colors, every kind of precious stone, much marble, besides, out of my own solicitude. I solicit this for the house of Yah. And then, not only that, I gave her over my own private stash, my hoard of gold and silver for the house of the Elohim. I can't take it with me. In addition to all that, I laid aside for the holy house 30,000 gold talents of fortune, Ophir gold. 7,000 talents of refined silver, a fortune, for the coverings of the wall, beautiful places, obviously, of the walls of the house. Gold for golden object, silver for silver, and for all the work, and to the hands of craftsmen. Now, who is going to make, now he pushed them on Front Street. Let me show you what I did. Now, who's going to make a freewill offering and devote himself today to the Elohim? Now, I'm going to show you what I did. Who else is willing to follow suit? The officers of the tribes, the historical houses, and the officers of the tribe, individual tribes
of Israel, and the captains of 1,000 and hundreds, and the supervisors of the king's work. Everybody made free will offering. They didn't have to, but they did. Reason for giving for the work of the house of Yah. And it came to a total of fortune, 5,000 talents of gold, 10,000 darits, 10,000 talents of silver, 18 talents of copper, 100 talents of iron. Whoever had stones in his possession, in addition, gave them to the treasury of Yah, of the house of Yah, in the charge of Jothiel, the Gershonite. The people rejoiced over the freewill offer. They were glad. They made with a whole heart. They made freewill offerings to Yah. King Dawud also rejoiced because of their freewill offer very much. He was happy and followed suit. King Dawud blessed Yah in front of the assembly. He blessed Yah. He said, bless Yah. Bless your holy name. I don't know how particularly he said it, but he said it. And you should bless Yah yourselves. And learn to bless Yah every day. And King Dawud is a prime setting a good example about relationships with Yah. And he blessed Yah in front of the assemblage. King Dawud said, blessed are you, Yah, Elohim of Israel, our Father, from eternity to eternity. Yours, Elohim of greatness, might, splendor, triumph, majesty. Yes, all that is in heaven and on earth to you, Yah, before kingship and preeminence above all, riches and honor are yours to dispense. You have dominion over all. With you are strength and might. It is in your power to make anyone great and strong, as you have made me and my young son, King Solomon. Now, Yah, we praise. Let me go back to that. Not only did he do that for King Dawud. Imagine our founding fathers, Abraham, Isaac, Yaqub. Imagine Moses. Imagine Yahshua, Caleb. Imagine not only those, numerous, Ruth, Deborah. Yah made these, he pulled these folks out the hat. He made these folks what they are. And King Dawud knew this. And he said this in so many words. He didn't say it specifically, but generally speaking, he said, you make people who they are. I like that. And you ought to like it too. It should have an impact upon your thinking. He said, yes, all that is in heaven and earth, to you, Yah, belongs kingship. They think it belongs to them, but it belongs to you. And preeminence above all, riches and honor are yours to dispense. You have dominion over all, not some, not part of, but all. With you are strength and might. And in you is in your power to make anyone great and strong. Now, Yah, we praise you and install your glorious name. You should do that every day. This is a grand relationship that a man has with his Elohim, with Yah. And you should emulate that. Who am I? Who are my people? That we should have the means to make such a free, if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't even have this. But all is from you. And it is your gift that we have given to you. We gave you what you gave us. For we are sojourners here with you. We just sojourners here on earth. Here today, gone tomorrow. Mere transits. Like our fathers,
our days on earth, and they are, until a new day, are like a shadow. See, some of y'all think y'all live life forever and ever, ever. Maybe you will, maybe you won't, but it is what you do know. Right now, you're transient. And with nothing in prospect. Oh, yeah, I-L-O-M, all this great mass that we, not me, we, unified together, have laid aside to build your house for your holy name is from you. All we got is from you. And it is all yours. I know, y'all, that you search the heart and desire upright. And it's got to start from within, not from without. Some of y'all trying to act self-righteous. Self-righteous is from without, not from within. Uprightness is from within, not from without. It's got to start inside you. And that's why we always suggest to you, brothers and sisters, at the end of these study sessions, at the end of these study shows, to get yourself a new heart and a new spirit to help facilitate that. Because righteousness does not start from the outside in. It starts from the inside out. Uprightness. Self-righteousness starts from the outside. Putting on the hits starts from the outside. Trying to impress the populace starts from the outside. But trying to deal with Yah in a constructive and positive relationship starts from the inside out. Open yourself up to Yah. Put it all out on the table, okay? And keep it real with y'all. And it starts from within. It starts from when you said, Most High, as King David said, my iniquity are numerous as the hairs on my head. It starts when one said, I'm Lord in a word, as King David said. I ain't nothing without you. Said you round here strutting, chest all out like a prime peacock, and you think something special, come on. It's just based on your school education, your great looks or whatever, your means of attracting people. You got charismatic and you can just pull people in. That don't make you right. That don't make you right. That don't make you upright in the eyes of Yah. And King David knew this. And if you did these studies right along with us seriously as we do them, you would know them. You would know exactly what Cartrell knows. You would know exactly what Avion knows. But if you putting on the hit trying to be self-righteous, trying to get around somebody, oh, man, it ain't going to work for you. And that's what I'm saying about relationships. And King David knew what a relationship is. It starts from the inside, not from the outside. And he said, I know, Yah, that you search the heart and desire uprightness from within. And I, with an upright heart, I'm coming at you right. I'm not coming at you from the outside in. I'm coming at you from the inside out. Freely offer all these things. Because I know without you, I wouldn't have them anyway. Now, your people who are present here, I saw them joyfully making freely. I saw them. They were feeling like I'm feeling. Oh, yeah, Elohim, what I said. Elohim, who made Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, Yaakov, our fathers. Remember, this to the eternal credit of the thoughts of your people's heart from the inside out, and make their hearts constant to you, not from the outside in, from the inside out. Make their hearts constant towards you. And it's got to be a continuum, this relationship. As I always said, this relationship must be found. It must be maintained and kept. It must always be constant toward him. As to my son, King Solomon, give him a whole heart to say, because he knows it's got to be from the inside out. Give him a whole heart to observe your commandments, your admonition, to heed them, your laws, to respect them and abide by them, and to fulfill them all, and to build this temple for which I have made provisions. King David said to the whole assemblage, now bless the Elohim, bless Yah, your Elohim. All the assemblage bless Yah, Elohim of their fathers, their founding fathers, our founding fathers, and bowed their head low to Yah and the king. They offered sacrifices to Yah and made burnt offerings to Yah on the mar of the day. 1,000 bulls, 1,000 rams, 1,000 lambs with their libations. And they made sacrifice in great numbers for all Israel. They ate, they drank in the presence of Yah on that day with great joy. They had established and they were maintaining a constructive relationship. They again proclaimed King Solomon, son of King Dawood. They anointed him as, they anointed him, the anointing process, the king and the high priest. They anointed him as ruler before Yah. And Zadok the high priest obviously did the task. King Solomon successfully took over. Now, this is a process of peaceful transition of power. King Dawood successfully took over the throne of Yah as king. See, some of y'all may miss something here. That throne, that governmentship is of Yah. Y'all missing it, but I'm going to point it out to you. If it's right and doing right by the right way, that governmentship is from Yah. And it says it. It says, King Solomon successfully took over the throne of Yah as king instead of his father. And all went well with him. All Israel accepted him because he started out with a good relationship. All the officials and the warriors, the additional sons of King Dawood as well, gave their hand in support of King Solomon. Yah gave King Solomon exceedingly great, Yah made King Solomon exceedingly great in the eyes of Israel. In addition, he endowed him with regal majesty. He looked upon that no king of Israel ever before had. King Solomon looked upon. Why? Because Yah made him look that part. Yah made him look wise, which he made him wise. Yah made him look terrifying, that people didn't want to go to war against him. Although he wasn't a man of war, but his presence and his wisdom that Yah gave to this young fellow made him look wise. Hey, man, this guy, he's pretty smart. I don't think I want to go to war with him. He looks good, but he looked terrifying. Oh, no, I don't think I want to go to war with this fellow. He got all the answers for everything, and most of them right. You know, that's starting off with a good relationship. But he, unfortunately, it takes a whole lot of notes to make a musical, brothers and sisters. You can't start out writing the right symphony and end up with some bad, as Cartrell likes to say, blues music. When you start off with a symphony, you got to end up with a symphony. You can't start off with a symphony and end up with blues music, which in fact, what King Solomon did. He started off great. Started off with a good symphony of music, end up singing the blues. A relationship with the Yah has to be a continuum. It has to be consistent. He has to be from the inside out, not from the outside in, because of the fact it would not work for you. Thus, King Dawood, son of Jesse, reigned over all Israel. The length of his reign over Israel was 40 years. He reigned for 7 years, first initially in Hebron, and the rest of his years, 33 years in Jerusalem. He died of a ripe age, having enjoyed long life, riches, and honor, and his son, King Solomon, reigned in his stead. The acts of King Dawood, early and late, are recorded in the history of Samuel the prophet, the history of Nathan the prophet,
The history of Gad the prophet, all them wrote about him, together with all the mighty deeds of his kingship, and the events that befell him in Israel and all the kingdoms of the earth. Basically, these men kept it real. They didn't sugarcoat it. Whenever King David was consistent in his relationship with Yah, they wrote it down. Whenever he was inconsistent, they wrote it down. And he made, because he was an upright man in heart, he made sure it was written down as the way it was written down. He didn't want it sugarcoated. He didn't want folks to think he was better than sliced bread. He wanted the people to see his shortcoming. He wanted the people to see, I need the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. I need to be consistent in this relationship. I need to do what he said when he tell me when to do it and how to do it and how long to do it. And you need to be like that too. He wanted to show his shortcoming. But are you like that, brothers and sisters? Fellow students, are you like that? Are you living from the outside in? Oh, they don't know nothing about what I'm doing, the dirt I'm doing. I look good right now. Come on now. You ain't proving nothing to us. We all can fake the funk on the outside. But how you looking inside? How you dealing with y'all on the inside? How you coming clean with y'all on the inside? How you humble to y'all on the inside? How you confessing your faults on the inside? How you loving on your brothers and sisters in the inside? Come on now. How you treating strangers right on the inside? See, you can fake the phone call you want on the outside, but you got to keep it real with y'all on the inside. And that's what King David is showing everybody by his shortcomings and by his comeuppance when he got right with y'all. And that's why we said at the end of all these study sessions, get you a new heart and a new spirit. You got to have that in order to have a working relationship with y'all. And you got to have some humility. You got to keep it real. Okay? And it's got to be a continuum. Get it and maintain it on a continuum. Cadre, my dear brother and friend, I'm done. You got the mic.
This is such a powerful chapter, the last chapter of the book of first book of Chronicles.
Exactly.
Because it talks about the might of Yah. It says, wherefore King David blessed Yah, and that shows we can bless Yah with our mouths and with our words.
Amen.
For all the congregation, and King David said, blessed be thou, O Yah Elohim of Israel, our father.
Amen.
God is in the Most High is our father.
Amen.
Be blessed forever and ever. Thine, O Yah, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Yah, and thou art exalted as head above all. So he says, both riches and honor come from you. And thou reignest over all, and in thy hand is power and might. And in thy hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. So King David knows the source of his power. He knows that Yah is the creator, and he's acknowledging everything that we have, everything that you've given us, really comes from your hand. And it's in our heart to give back to you by building this temple, because you have chosen King Solomon to sit, like you said, on your throne, because everything that's in heaven and earth belongs to Yah. And in his way, he's setting up the kingdom of Israel. And King David in his humility says, but who am I and what is my people that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? And we've already heard that saying that says it's better to give than receive. And we can see it here in action, because they were happy to give to the Most High. They were joyous. It said in 17th verse, it says, I know also, my Elohim, that thou triest the heart and has pleasure in uprightness. This is what the Creator wants from us, to be upright.
Amen.
After me, in the uprightness of my heart, I have willingly offered all these things. How much do we give back to the Most High? Even in praise, thanks, or blessings, much less the materialistic things that they give him right here, the silver, the gold, and all that to build this temple. He says, now I've seen joy, with joy. I have seen with joy thy people, which are present here, to offer willingly unto thee. even the people were happy to give back to the Most High with a perfect heart.
Amen.
King Solomon was very much respected because of King David. And
Amen.
It wasn't just because of his wisdom. It was because of them headbusters that he had behind him. Joab and Jehoshaphat and the captains of the thousands. They was looking at them. Yeah, he a little boy, but he's wise enough to command them. Joab, go get him. And once the king get that word, you know what Joab going to do, because they got to be loyal to the king.
He go, and Joab going to handle business. Everybody else better be handling business, too.
Exactly, because you know how Joab feel about his family, right?
Yeah, he loved his family. And, you know,
how old are y'all?
Right, he loved, I mean, he the king. And that's that on that.
Right.
He 12 years old. If his daddy say he ruling, y'all put him there. It is what it is. It is going to do what it do, baby.
Don't cross him.
Mm-mm.
And his brother crossed him.
And he paid for it, did the contrail.
He sure did.
He told him what to do. That little boy was, hey, that little boy was nothing nice, man. He said, go on home now, mind your own business now.
And he told him not to leave the city. And he left anyway.
And what did King Solomon do? He brought them headbusters against him, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. He had that power.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he said, because he was wise, but he had them headbusters, baby.
Yeah, and y'all put him there, and y'all showed first quarter through him that I'm not playing. I don't care if I'm 12 years old or 12 months old or 12 days old. If y'all put me here, this going down, and it's going to get exercised, baby. Okay?
So the important thing that King David says for us, he says, for we are strangers before you, Yah, just like now, and sojourners, just like now. And we ain't no different from our fathers, as were all of our fathers.
Ain't no
strangers,
different.
Strangers, sojourners, just like our fathers. Our days on the earth are as shadows, and there is none abiding. Right, we ain't standing on strength. We just moving here and there like shadows in the earth. Oh, Yah,
like
Elohim. Yes.
Black shadows, black. Black shadows, we black shadows.
What we got to know, though, is that Elohim, you try the heart and has pleasure in uprightness. And he says, as for me, in the uprightness of my heart, I have willingly offered these things. So you can't force anybody to give to Yah or to do uprightly. It has to come, like you said, from within.
You can talk
about it. You can teach it. You can preach it. You can read it. But it comes out to Yah testing you to see if you have uprightness of heart and you willing to serve the God who is, what do you say, in the Yah is the greatness, the power, the glory, the victory, the majesty, for all that is in heaven and earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom of Yah, and thou art exalted and set above all. So even above King Solomon and King David, we're supposed to give that exaltation and power and glory to the Most High, who even made them.
Exactly.
So you got to go right to the source.
Go to the source. Stop trying to put on the hits from the outside and work with y'all and work with yourself from the inside. All right.
And what he said, riches and honor comes from Yah. You can't really get it on your own. If Yah don't want you to be rich, you ain't going to be rich.
I know. So you try to work your butt off to get it. Wait, you better work on the inside relationship with Yah and be happy with what you get, okay?
And if you do, it says, in Yah's hand is power and might. And in Yah's hand, it is to make great and to give strength unto all. So if y'all don't understand the message that King David is giving here, then you just miss the whole essence of what the relationship with Yah is all about.
Exactly. Well, Cartrell, thank you for expounding that to them and making it simple enough if they want to understand it. And they got the right spirit and right heart, they will understand it. Otherwise, as you said, Cartrell, ain't nothing we can do. We can't make you. If it ain't in you, it just ain't in you. And you don't want to hear nothing Cartrell got to say. You don't want to hear nothing Yum Soup got to say. You know why? It's what Yah says. And if you hating on Cartrell, and you hating on Yum Soup, we don't take a person because it ain't us. It ain't us that you hating. It's you hating on Yah. So we all right with that. We hope you get it right. But you hating on Cartrell and hating on Yum Soup, It ain't gonna add one day to us or take one day away from us. And you better believe it. Contrary, my dear brother and friend, we're waiting on another lovely.
I got one more comment, though.
Go ahead, brother. I'm sorry. My bad. My bad.
This is not Yam Su's test. This ain't my test. What do you say? Y'all test the heart.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
And so in verse 17, says, I also know that my Yah tries the heart and has pleasure in the upright. So if you ain't trying to get upright with Yah, this ain't Katriel's test. This ain't Yam Su's test. This is Yah's test. And it's an open book test for you to get right with Yah before he tests your heart and find you wanting of unrighteousness.
Exactly. And I love that what Cartrell said. This ain't Yamsu test. This ain't Cartrell. This ain't Abiyah test. This Yah's test. And you got to meet that test. Whether you like Cartrell, whether you like Yamsu for Abiyah, it makes no never mind. What's important that we always said it, and if I got to say this for the millionth time, the zillion time, the billion time. I'm going to say this, I'm going to be repetitive and redundant. You must establish a quality relationship with Yah. You must maintain the quality relationship with Yah. Otherwise, it's not going to work for you. It's going to work on you. And you better believe it. And you can bet your last dollar on it, too. Contrary, my dear brother and friend, thank you very much. Thank you, fellow students. Thank you very much for studying right along with us. And Contrail has a beautiful song that King Darwin left. It's called the Psalms, but they're really songs, okay? And we're all ears waiting on Contrail to bring it to us.
Yes, and it wasn't sung in English either, so it's sung in Hebrew. Words probably don't rhyme. But anyway.
No, they don't rhyme. But it's beautiful, though.
This particular song or psalm is a perfect segue into our relationship with the Most High. Why you want a relationship with the Most High God, your creator, the king of heaven and earth? It's very important for each of his creations to have that relationship.
Amen, brother. Amen, brother.
His inheritance. So we're in 46 in the book of Psalms. Give thanks and praise. Bless the holy name. I bless Yah, O my soul, and all that that's within me. Bless his holy name. May he be blessed forever and ever by me and my family and my people, that we may be blessed by him.
Amen, brother. Amen.
So it starts off strong. Elohim is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. We can stop right there, right, Yamsu?
Right there.
If you haven't made Yah your refuge and your strength, which is what King David has always been teaching us in these words that he's teaching us, then you're in trouble. Who are you looking for refuge? You doomsday prepping? You got a bunker set up? You got alliances with governments around the world? Who's your refuge? Who are you going to run to in a time of trouble? And guess what? The world's in trouble right now. People are scrambling. People are scrambling. Why? Because Elohim is not their refuge and their strength. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. You see these mudslides that's happening around the world and wiping whole villages out and people missing under mud?
Exactly.
This is what's happening now. The earth's in trouble. And we shouldn't fear if we take refuge in the Most High. It says, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, Germany and all these other places worldwide where there's floods in South America and in Asia. Japan's getting ready to get hit with a storm coming out of the Pacific. So the mountains shake. It's just swelling there. And we're seeing volcanoes and earthquakes worldwide. He goes on to say, there is a river. The streams thereof shall make glad the city of Elohim,
the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. So, Yahshua.
Yes.
What is verse 4 telling you?
Okay, hold on. This thing. I'm just sitting back relaxing and listening. So you had
verse 4. Man, it's a short one.
And hold on. I'm listening. I'm studying right along. I'm listening. Okay.
Well, this is group participation in an open book test. I ain't studying by myself.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm not going to argue with you.
I could have studied by myself, but I'm sharing it. And that's how we sit.
Okay,
country. So, verse 4.
It's
a pop quiz, right? Between
there is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of Yah. That river is through the city of Yah. We read about that prefab city, that there's a river going straight through the city of Yah. And that prefab new city. At New Tabernacle.
Bing, you win the gold star, bro.
Hey, look here, bro. I study when I ain't study. I study in my sleep, Katria. I meditate when I'm laying back. I meditate when I'm getting up. I meditate when I'm walking. I meditate when I'm laying back and listen to Katria give when Katria give beautiful dissertations of Yah's word.
Yah too.
Yeah, go ahead.
I had to point this out to you because I be telling you that King David is prophetic.
Right.
And he wrote this before we read it in the book of Ezekiel, right?
Exactly.
Because he lived way before the time of the book of Ezekiel. So how did King David know there's going to be a river and a tabernacle that's going to be a blessing unless he was prophetic? He already saw that temple too.
He already saw it. He knew it.
Yep.
He couldn't expound upon it to you, but he knew what he saw.
And you probably, the people of his time probably didn't know what he was talking about. But when we get to the prophet Ezekiel, he elaborates on this verse right here. When the angel took him on a tour of the temple that King David was talking about right here.
He saw that river running right through the middle of that temple.
Amazing. Amazing. Ain't that amazing? Well, that's something that sparked my interest right there.
Yeah, that's beautiful and prophetic.
Yep. It says, Elohim is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. She shall help her, and that right early. So Most High is speeding up the process, and he's going to make things right. So we got to be in tune because this thing is coming, and it's coming fast. Yah's in the midst of this tabernacle, and he's saying it shall not be moved. Man's not going to heaven. Heaven's coming to man.
Exactly.
It says the heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. Yah uttered his voice, and the earth melted. We ain't seen that day yet, have we?
Right.
So we see the heathens and the nations raging. Maybe Yah's about to speak and melt the earth. Well, California's burning, and 14 states is burning. Maybe he's speaking a little bit. Maybe he's whispering. Wait till he shouts. Right.
Mm-hmm.
See, because you got to be in Yah's refuge when the earth melts, don't you, when he speaks.
Right.
If you're in his refuge and the earth melts, you're not going to melt with the earth when it's melting. And everybody know that that fire is the judgment. It says Yah's host is with us. We ain't got to worry. The Elohim of Yaakov is our refuge. Is he your refuge? I know he should be. From generation to generation, every generation of the children of Israel should make the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob our refuge. We should not fear when these things transpire upon the earth. Come, behold the works of Yah. What desolation hath he made in the earth? We see the desolations. They're happening right before our eyes. You can go to YouTube on a daily basis. Disasters, catastrophes, tragedy, earth-shaking events, more and more. They're calling it global warming. But we read the prophetic words right here that may be helping to shake things up because we're putting it in the atmosphere, in the ethos. Yah makes wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in thunder. He burneth the chariot in fire. So people worried about World War III, they better worry about Yah's judgment. Yah's going to break the bow. He's going to break these nations to where they ain't gonna be able to fight war anymore. Doctor Man, be still and know that I'm Elohim. Don't worry, old little man. You ain't gotta worry about a thing. I'm God. I got this. I will be exalted among the heathen. These superpower nations that think they got the world in check and in control and under domination with their monopolies. I will be exalted in the earth. That day is coming. Yah Host is with us. Elohim of Yaakov is our refuge. For the third time, Selah. We pray that in our heart, mind, and soul, we are connected with the God of Jacob so that he is our refuge in these times of trouble. All praise, glory, honor to the Holy One of Israel for the reading of his word. Thank him for connecting us with the prophecies and the prophets and his plan and his spirit in the earth and what he desires from us and how we can connect and correct our path so that we do enter into the place of his refuge while the earth is in trouble, while the world is in trouble, while the nations and the heathens rage and the kingdoms are moved. They're going to be moved. The heathens are going to rage and the kingdoms are going to be moved. Yah's going to utter his voice and the earth is going to melt. Are you ready?
Amen.
Do you believe it or you think that's fantasy? Oh, that's just...
they're already raging.
Okay.
They're already raging. I believe it because they're already raging. They're crazy behind. If you follow me, you're going to be raging right along. You're going to be crazy as hell right along with them. Okay?
Hey. Ain't that the truth? Ain't you talking about the LGBTQ going to Ghana. They ain't having that over there, yo.
No. But they sure trying to get it everywhere. They trying to make it universal, baby. We can, hey, Kadriel, we're not going to give you this World Bank money unless you sign a contract with the UN to make this acceptable in your community. They slick with it, bro. They slick with it.
Well, Africa don't really need no money. Africa got the resources to live. They got land, and they got resources. They got water. They got animals. They got farmland. All they got to do is develop it.
Yeah.
They don't really need money.
They got everything they need over there.
Exactly.
Well, Cartrell, my dear brother and friend, let's give praises and bless the holy name of Yah. Would you like to start?
I believe I gave my thanks and praise, but I'll do it again over and over. Give thanks and praise. Bless Yah, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name, giving thanks for life and wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Thank you, him, for being a part of this great nation. Although we down, we at the bottom, we the tail and not the head, I see the light, and praise Yah for the light.
Amen. And praise Yah for directing and ordering our steps. Praise Yah for helping us not to lean to our own understanding. Praise Yah for a new spirit and a new heart. Just like exactly like the one he gave King David. So to help facilitate the understanding of that relationship and the cementing of that relationship that we need and must have with him, that we need and must have with one another, that we need and must have with strangers, different nations. Because the Most High, that he will draw all nations to him, not just us. We may be that peculiar people. That's special people in the eyes of Yah. But Yah really love everybody if everybody doing the right thing. That's why Yah said he would draw all nations to him. Okay? So don't get it twisted. We that cornerstone for other nations to be built upon the cornerstone of us. But unfortunately, we dropped the ball. Let's make sure we don't drop the ball anymore. Let's make sure all praise and bless the holy name of Yah, that we understand the perimeters of this relationship. That we understand who Yah really is and what he really is to us, what he really means to us, and what he should mean to us. And that the relationship doesn't start from the outside in, praise Yah's name, that it starts from the inside outward. Amen. All right, Kadriel.
Yah's our refuge and our strength. That's the lesson for the night. you don't know how to make him that, then you need to study more and more.
You better believe it, and we're going to be right at it, the Most High willing, so you can help facilitate these studies more and more. And as Cartrell and I said, and we'll say it over and over again, I know it sounds repetitive. I know it's redundant. But repetitiveness and redundancy is not a bad thing when it comes to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. You need this, and you need to redouble down on it. You need to restudy it. You need to deconstruct it, reconstruct it, and bring it back together and get a complete understanding, a complete picture. And that's what the Real Talk for Real People show. Bless the holy name of Yah. We like to bring to you a complete understanding so you can have that complete relationship with Yah and the respect that he deserves from you and me, all of us together, unified together in that understanding. Well, Cartrell, my brother, you know, good things, every good thing must come to an end for the day. In this time and place for everything, that's what King Solomon said. And this is time for us to get ready to get out of here, Cartrell. Cartrell, may the Most High bless you and your family. And students, thank you, brother. And students, may the Most High bless you and your family. And Cartrell, we don't know that much, but we do know this for certain. You finna get ready to get out of here. You've been listening to the Real Talk for Real People show, a show that is designed to give you a complete understanding of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, how to help you establish that relationship, how to help you facilitate that relationship, and to interact within the confines and perimeters of that relationship. Praise be his name. Bless the holy name of Yah. We love you, and may the Most High bless you. Shalom, and good night.